You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Hi, this is Clinton. In just a few short weeks, author J.C. Hutchins will be wrapping up his podcast novel trilogy, Seventh Son. I wanted to do something special to commemorate this event. So this week, I'm going to rerun an episode that aired first way back in January of 2007. It does run a bit over 4 minutes, but it's all good. Okay, here we go. Seventh One, Book One, Delirious. A podcast novel written by J.P. Hutton, read by the author. For more information about this novel, listen to the novel. Well, hey everybody, J.P. here. We've got lots of stuff to cover this week, and I don't want to keep you waiting. So let's jump right into our recap, the story up to now, read by an up-and-coming young author. I expect great things from him in the future.
Hi, this is J.C. Hutchins, author of the podcast novel Seventh Son. If you like thriller novels that take place in present day, with a little bit of science fiction tossed in there for good measure, you might like to check out my book. It is intended for mature audiences, but it's a lot of fun. You can find it at podiobooks.com or at jchutchins.net. But now it's time for The Story Up to Now. In the last episode, we learned that Dr. Klingon Hoppenlufer has 7 daughters from his first marriage, identical septuplets, which means I think they were born in September, who were separated at birth and who never knew the other ones existed until the last chapter. Ironically, they are all named Rhonda. Luckily, most of them have nicknames. There's Rhonda, spelled with an H, Ronnie, Ron, RJ, Rhonda, spelled without an H, and the 7th one, Ronette. In a double dose of irony, we learn that each of the 7 daughters married men named Donald, who are also identical septuplets, also separated at birth. There's Donald Jr., Don, Donnie, the Donster, Peter, he goes by his middle name, DJ Dondi, and Donald Moe. Furthermore, we discover that Dr. Klingon Hoppenlufer has a daughter from his second marriage. Ironically, her name is Dawn. That's D-A-W-N. Dawn has sworn revenge on the 7 Rhondas. It has something to do with hairdos or atomic power or something. The phone rang while I was listening to that part of the episode, and I didn't want to go back and play it again. Can you blame me? It was one long chapter. Anyway, Dawn has left a clue for the 7 Rhondas to decipher. Dr. Klingon Hoppenlufer believes that, with their combined skills, the Rhondas can decode the riddle and save the world. As our chapter begins, the Doctor is returning to see how the Rhondas are doing.
Chapter 9.
The Donalds are there, too.
Chapter 9.
Wait. That sounded like I meant the Donald is there, as in Donald Trump. No. I mean the 7 Donalds are there. You know, Donald Jr., Donnie, the Donster.
Chapter 9. It was unusually cold in the corridors of Project 7th One, thought Dr. Klingon Hoppenlufer. Or maybe it was just the lateness of the hour. So much had happened so fast, and now the fate of the entire world rested in the hands of 7 sisters who had only met for the first time just 2 days ago. With cautious optimism, Dr. Klingon Hoppenlufer opened the door to the common room, only to discover the 7 Rhondas and their 7 husbands locked in heated debate.
"What's going on in here?" he asked.
"I think we have it," said Ronnie.
"And I say they don't," replied
"What do you mean?"
asked Dr. Klingon Hoppenlufer.
"Well, RJ and I think the phrase says..."
Ronnie snatched a piece of paper off the table and cleared her throat.
"You will find Seaside Chicken Battery, purple, above Scranton, Waka Waka."
"What was that?"
"Oops,"
said an embarrassed Donald Moe.
"That was me. I was just getting in some practice."
"Hush! Go on, Ronnie,"
said Klingon Hoppenlufer.
"Go on with what?" asked Ronnie. "That's the message."
"Are you kidding me?"
Dr. Klingon Hoppenlufer exclaimed, his weary old face turning 15 shades of red.
"You've been down here for 36 hours using your combined knowledge and all this computer equipment, not to mention eating every single piece of Danish we have, and all you've come up with is chicken waka waka?"
"We were supposed to use the computers."
Now, Doc, I think those gals did a fine job of cracking that code,"
said the Donster.
Thank you, Donnie, said Ur.
I'm not Donnie, RJ. I'm the Donster.
RJ, I'm over here, honey,
said Donnie, waving from his position over by the empty pastry cart.
Oh, sorry, honey.
Hey, Doc, can I check my email on this thing?
Donald Moe asked, sitting at one of the keyboards.
I'm waiting to hear from some fellows about my oil fields.
Are we about done here?
Rhonda, without an H, bellowed.
Now don't you all interrupt my husband,
Ron sniped.
I thought that one was your husband,
fired back Rhonda, without an H.
Me?
Peter said, with surprise.
No, I'm Peter. You know, the one with the name that's not like everyone else's. I'm married to Ronette.
I thought you were married to
I need to sit down,
said Dr. Klingenhoppenlufer, as he collapsed onto a couch.
Nope,
replied Peter.
Well, I was once, but we've been divorced for years.
Stop that, Donald Moe!
Sorry.
The puzzle,
Dr. Klingenhoppenlufer continued.
Can we please get back to the puzzle?
We already solved your stupid puzzle,
Rhonda without an H fired back, her hands resting defiantly on her hips.
No, no,
Klingenhoppenlufer said, pounding his fist on the couch.
You must discover what the puzzle means. Then stop Don before...
Me?
Asked Don.
What did I do?
Not you, Don. Don!
The old man's cracked,
observed R.
I say we take a break. Who's up for some Chinese?
The two sets of septuplets all agreed that Chinese food sounded like a good idea. They gathered up their various coats and bags and headed out of the facility, leaving Dr. Klingenhoppenlufer alone in the common room. Seconds later, the room's main monitor flickered to life, revealing the image of a young woman.
Don!
Dr. Klingenhoppenlufer exclaimed.
Yes, father,
hissed Don.
I'll assume that by now you've decoded my message.
That depends.
On what?
On whether your message is... You will find Seaside Chicken Battery Purple above Scranton, Waka Waka?
What?
It's a long story.
Sorry, forgot my horn.
Theme music, Through My Spine by Angel Vivaldi from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And very, very special thanks to J.C. Hutchins for playing along.
Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Leave a comment.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Add us as a favorite.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.